Good morning. The Lord says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. We felt his presence during the worship this morning. If you've got Bibles or read on the screen, we're going to be looking at praise this morning, how we praise God. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 150. And it says this: praise the Lord, praise God in his heavenly dwelling, praise him in his mighty heaven, praise him for his mighty works. Praise him with a blast of the trumpet. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that lives sing praises to the Lord. Praise Lord, praise the Lord. Quite an instruction list for us on how to praise God. And I think in this church, we do okay with praising God. The worship group leads us into that relationship with God and draws us closer to him. But before I start, has anybody ever heard of a Christian horse? There's a wee story that this young Christian man was looking for a horse. So he was reading the adverts, and he seen this advert saying, a good Christian horse for sale. And he's going, Christian horse? What's a Christian horse? He says, I need to phone this seller and find out. So he phoned the seller, made arrangements to go across the next day. So he goes across, he meets the seller, and the seller brings out this beautiful white horse. And he says, and the man starts to sell, it's 15 hands high, and it's white, and it's come from this stock. And the young man says, why have you advertised it as a Christian horse? He says, oh, son, just get up on the saddle, and I'll show you. So the young man gets up on the saddle. And he says, all you have to do to make the horse go forward is say, praise the Lord. Really? Yeah, try it. He says, praise the Lord, and the horse trotted forward. He says, for it to get it to stop, say, amen. He says, oh, right. So he has a wee canter, and he goes, amen, amen. The horse stops. So he's getting used to this now. So he goes, right, I'm going to go for it. So the seller says, on you go. So he's going, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the horse is galloping. It's rolling like it's never ran before. And the man looked up, and it was just approaching a cliff edge, and he panicked. And he's going, amen, 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 amen. And the horse stops right on the cliff edge. The man was like, oh, praise the Lord. Praising God is the most wonderful things for us to do. And God loves to hear our praises. We know this. We as a fellowship come together on a Sunday. We have our prayer and praise night, and we have our cell groups night. And we worship at all three of these things. We come along on a Sunday morning, and we come in and we chat and we have a coffee. And at 10:30 we stand to praise God. You know, but before we actually praise God, our minds have to be right. We have to be focused in with God. You know, when you stand up to sing, all these thoughts can come into your head. Majesty, did I take that chicken out the freezer? Worship is my... I hope this doesn't go on too long, because I want to go home and watch the tennis match. All these thoughts can come in. I'm looking forward to my visitors today, but I hope they come early so they go home early. And all these thoughts can come in when we're worshiping God. But it distracts us from having that full focus on God. God doesn't want lip service in our praise. He wants us to be fully hearted and to give him praise. I wonder sometimes if when we're praising God and we're not in tune with God, we're not focused in on God, we're not giving God our all and our best during praising God. I wonder what God thinks. It kind of reminds me of when Jesus spoke about Christians being lukewarm. That's how important praise is to God. He wants us to praise him in a full way. Of course, Satan will do everything he can to stop us even from coming to church. And when we come to church and we stand and sing, we've experienced it here, the electronics, the speakers, the microphones, guitars go out of tune. He tries everything to stop us from praising God because he hates it. He can't stand it. He runs a mile when we praise God with a full heart. But he fails every time. And I think that's a reason to praise God this morning, that we're here and we've worshipped God. I believe that praise shouldn't start in the church or in the cell group or in the praise and prayer night. I believe praise should start in the home, even before we go out to these meetings. Praise should start in the home, and when we drive into the car park, our hearts should be bursting with praise. We should be excited to come before in the presence of the loving God. We need to get our minds right, and we need to get our hearts right for praise with God. When we are praising God, we are coming into God's throne room. What a blessing. We are entering His courts with praise. All through Scripture, it tells us to praise God. In fact, the last five Psalms in Scripture ends with praise the Lord. Scripture is full of people praising God in diverse situations. Praising God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is what we were made for. We were designed to praise God. How can we not praise God for all He has done for us and all that He's going to do for us? How can we not praise God with a full heart? We need to be passionate about praise. Praising God the Father and the Holy Spirit for all He's done. God is not just for a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or whatever the case may be. Praising God should be an integral part of our spiritual life. We need to praise God the way God wants to be praised. You know, people, we get praised sometimes for doing a good job at work. You might even get employee of the month. Makes you feel good. Makes you feel good. I'm doing something well. And we all receive praise. Imagine how God feels when He hears the praises of His people with a passionate heart and a full heart. We should be praising God 7 days a week. 7 days a week, not just on a Sunday or a Wednesday, as I said, but 7 days a week. From the rising, if we rise up in the morning till we lay our head down, we should be praising God. Hebrews chapter 13, 15 to 16 says this: with Jesus' help, let us continually, all the time, offer our sacrifice of praise. Don't forget to do good and to share what you have with those in need, for such sacrifices are very pleasing to God. The word continually is there, meaning we should be praising God 7 days a week and not just in the days we attend church. We need to lift our hearts up before God. As I said earlier on, when we're in the home, before we come to meetings, every day we should be praising God. You know, we look at, I'm a football fan, and you look at the crowds at football matches, and the praise that the team gets on the park is phenomenal. They're up there, oh, come on, Everton. They're giving it full praise. And when they score, wow, the crowd's up singing and dancing and smiling and cheering. When was the last time we danced in the Lord, full of joy for the Lord? Can I just try something here? Can I just split the congregation right from Catherine to Rena? And I want this side to go, hallelujah, with full of passion. And I want this side to say, praise the Lord. And then when you say, praise the Lord, then you say, hallelujah, and this side says, praise the Lord, right? 1, 2, 3. My ears are sore now. How did that feel? Felt good. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the more we praise God, the more easier it becomes. The more we praise God, the easier it becomes. Sometimes fear can trap us in our seats when we're praising God. It stops us. We start thinking, if I start dancing in the Lord, they'll think I'm showing off. People will think I'm showing off. People will think, well, she's not that spiritual. I don't know what she's raising her hands for and dancing. This is what happens. But God, Satan is part of that, and He wants us restrained on our chairs. God is not a God of restraint. God wants to see us enjoying ourselves and praising Him. People at football grounds don't care when the team score a goal, what the person next to them is thinking. They're up there. They're giving it all. They're giving their all for the team. And I believe we should be giving our all for God in praise. Let me ask a question. When we come to praise God, is it more important for us to be entertained? Or is it more important that God is entertained? Obviously, the answer is it's more important for God to be entertained. But sometimes we can come along and we love to hear the music more than we praise God. And we need to be careful of that. It's a balance. It's a balance. When a newborn baby is born, it gets a wee smack and it cries out. When we are born again, we should be praising and crying out to the Lord. To the King who has saved us. As I said earlier, we need to do this continually. It can be quite easy to praise God when everything is going well in our lives. It's easy to praise God when life's a breeze, the sun's shining and everything's good in your life. But when things are going wrong in our lives, that's when we should be praising God all the more. Sometimes when people don't feel like praising God because they've had a hard week and they've got issues, they've got problems within the home, when we feel God is far away from us, it's sometimes not easy to praise God in these situations, but God's asking us to praise Him in these situations. Praising God is a discipline. It's a mindset. The heart needs to be focused. And we need to be excited about praise when we come before God. Praise should be as natural for us as drinking, eating, or breathing. It should be natural for us. When we stand up to praise God, we stand to applaud God, to celebrate Him, to lift Him up with our voices and hearts. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are worthy of our praise. We know what He's done on the cross. How can we not praise Him with a full heart? We, as I said earlier, we are designed to praise God. We're made to praise God. Every part of our being, our whole body, should be praising God. Richard Foster defines praise as the bubbling over of a hot heart for God. A bubbling over of a hot heart for God. Are our hearts bubbling over this morning? Or are we more concerned about what we're doing after the service? Or perhaps thinking about work next week? Our hearts should be hot and bubbling over to give praise to God. Our objective is not just to offer up our praise, but to do so continually. We are not just to praise Him for one day, take that praise home and put it in a drawer to the next church event. But we'll have to praise God all the time, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We need to praise Him. There is power in praise, and there's a few scriptural chapters and verses in this book where people have praised God in the most diverse situations and God has intervened. We look at Acts chapter 16 verses 25. We know the story. Paul and Silas were in the jail, and around 12 p.m. at night, Paul and Silas started praising God. They were giving it passionately. They were praising God passionately, and the other prisoners were listening to them singing and to their praising. There was a wee revival going on in that jail that night. And then there was an earthquake, and the chains fell off the prisoners. Cell doors flew wide open. But Paul and the rest of the prisoners didn't want to escape. There was something special about this night. And the jailer came running in, thinking that everybody had escaped, but he found them all in their cells. He went, wow. And he spoke to Paul. I mean, those prisoners didn't get freed that night, but the jailer did, because he accepted Jesus as his personal saviour that night. He accepted Jesus as his saviour. Great things can happen when we truly praise God. In 2 Chronicles, we meet a man called King Jehoshaphat, and him and his army were in camp, and a runner came in and said, we're going to get annihilated. Three armies have joined together and they're coming and they're marching on us, we'll be annihilated. We're finished. We can't do this. If we go out, it'll be like a suicide mission. What are we going to do? And there was kind of panic in the camp. And the Spirit of the Lord fell on someone, a leader. And he spoke to them and he said, listen, this fight is not ours, but it's God's fight. March out tomorrow and you won't even need to unsheath your sword. So the next day the army marched out. And King Jehoshaphat put his best singers, his best praise leaders in the front. And as he started praising God, the whole army started praising God. And at the moment they started praising God, at the very moment they started praising God, these three armies, they were Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir, three armies joined together. The moment King Jehoshaphat and his army started praising, these armies started to fight against each other. Started killing each other. And by the time King Jehoshaphat and his army met them on the battlefield, they were all dead. The minute they started praising God, God moved in that situation. And it's the same with our lives. Whatever situation we may find ourselves in, praise God and he will be there for you. So when life is getting us down, when we feel God is far away, when we just don't feel like praising God, when there's a situation that's right in front of us and we can't see by it, praise God and that wall, that barrier will come down. There is power in praise. And it's just not for a Sunday. And it's not just for a Wednesday or whenever we meet as church. When we feel we are in an impossible situation, that is when we should be praising God. Because when we praise God with all our hearts, mind and soul, God will deliver us from our enemies. Praising God will fill our hearts with joy. Lift up your heart to God and allow him to refresh and renew your spirit. Praise can turn around even the worst day of your life. You can turn that day around. And we know we're living in hard times at the moment, and the world seems to be bonkers, for the want of a better word. A lot of evil in the world. Our role as born-again believers is to keep on praising God. Praising God is a gift that we give God. It's a sacrifice from our hearts. Giving God our best, even when we do not feel like it. The more we praise God and give God this gift, the more we will be filled up with God's love to share the good news with others. Praise will lift your spirits. When we're praising God, he lifts our spirits. Praise helps us to sense God's presence. When we're in worship, we draw closer to God, and God draws closer to us, and his Holy Spirit will fall on us if we're praising God. Let's be passionate about praise. Let's be like the football supporters. Let's not worry about who's sitting next to us or standing behind us, but let's just go with a heart full of passion and a heart full of love for our Saviour and our God. Praise enlists God's protection. As I said about King Jehoshaphat and Paul and Silas, he offers us protection. When we praise God, he offers protection to us. Praise breaks chains and opens doors, like it did with Paul and Silas. Cell doors flew open, chains fell off them, and our chains which restrain us in our life will fall off when we're praising God. When we praise God, it allows us access into his throne room. We enter his throne room. We enter his courts with praise. We need to have the discipline of praise. We need to have our minds right. We need to have our attitude right before God. We need to have ask God to fill our hearts up to bubbling, to overflowing for him. And not just pay lip service during praise. God is worthy of our praise always. Why would we not give praise to our God? He is a mighty God, and he loves to hear the praises of his children. And as we offer up our praises, God is listening. God is listening. He's not far away when we're praising God with a full heart and our attitude is right before him. God will open heaven's doors and fall down on us. And whatever, as I said, whatever situation we may find ourselves in, he will break the chains that restrain us. He will break the chains that hold us back. He will break the chains and we will be set free if we praise God, when we praise God. Praising God is vital to our spiritual walk, our spiritual life. What use is coming to church if we don't praise him with our hearts? God loves to hear the praises of his people. He wants to hear the praises of his people. There are so many Bible verses telling us about praising God. Psalm 42 verse 11 says this: "Why, my soul, are you downcast?" He was a man that obviously was feeling a bit low, feeling a bit depressed maybe. Why, my soul, are you downcast? He maybe felt that God was far away. He maybe felt that the situation he was in he couldn't face. He maybe felt that God was not there with him. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? I put my hope in God, for I will praise him, my Saviour and my God." So the psalmist, whatever situation the psalmist was in here, he decided, "I'm just going to wallow in self-pity. I'm just going to wallow and feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to praise God. Why should I? I'm in this situation. Why has he put me in this situation? How can I praise him when he's put me in this situation that I can't get out of, or I don't seem to see a way out of this situation? For I will yet praise within me." Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. I believe that's a lesson for us all this morning, that whatever situation we may find ourselves in, that God is there and we praise God. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise." He is worthy of our praise. He's done great things for us in our lives, and he's going to continue to do great things in our life if we praise God and we realign our spirit with God's. We're almost like as one with God. I think we should have our minds prepared before we come in to fellowship or to cell group or whatever. Praise God before you even think about leaving the front door. Get your minds ready. May your hearts bubble up with joy before him. Isaiah says this: "Lord, you my God, I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned so long ago." God had made plans for us long ago. And that's why we're sitting here this morning. God called us to be with him, and we have responded, and we will remember what God has done when we come to the communion part of our service. God has done great things in our life, and he wants to continue to do great things in our life. But he wants us to be right with him. He wants us to praise him with an open heart and a mindset and an attitude. And he wants us to be passionate for him. Doesn't want us to go, worship, he wants us to be passionate. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord, for the gift of praise that you have given us. Lord, that we can open up our arms, Lord, and praise you in such a way, Lord. We pray, Lord, that our praise will be pleasing to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we have the mindset of praise, Lord. That it's just not for church or for sale, but it's part of our everyday lives. Lord, we want to praise you, for you have done great things in our lives, things that you planned so long ago for us, and you have plans for our future. Lord, we praise you this morning. We lift up our arms and our hands this morning. Lord, accept our praise. We thank you, Lord, for your word that reminds us of how we should praise you and why we should praise you. For you are a great God. In Jesus' name, amen.